From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agata at It's Idaho Matters. Have you ever held a wild songbird in the palm of your hand? Turns out, a group of researchers are asking you to come and do just that. Boise State University's Intermountain Bird Observatory works to help bird conservation through research and education, and by getting people involved with that research in the natural world. One of the ways they do that is by inviting the public to take part in their summer songbird banding along the Boise River, which just happens to be next Friday. Joining us now is Heidi Ware Carlisle, Education Director of the IBO. Welcome to Idaho Matters. How are you?
Hey, awesome. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. What is the Intermountain Bird Observatory?
So we're a research group that is part of Boise State University, and we do bird research and conservation throughout the Intermountain West. But some of the coolest stuff we do is right here in Boise at our different research stations, where we spend a lot of time catching and tagging songbirds to monitor their populations. And we always pair that with public outreach. So we're always inviting the public to come meet our scientists, see how we collect the data, and learn a little bit more about the species that live right in our backyard.
Well, absolutely. And you mentioned doing the research on the songbirds. What can you find out by banding these birds? What sort of things are you able to track or figure out?
That's a great question. So a lot of the work we do is long-term monitoring. So we're sort of keeping our finger on the pulse of these populations. And luckily, a lot of these songbird species are doing fairly well. And so our year-to-year monitoring gives us a really good understanding of what species are doing great. And if we ever see any changes in the population, that lets us really target conservation efforts. Efforts are limited by people who want to help protect species. So if we can use this data to prioritize what species to work on, that really helps all of us. So here in Boise, we're really focusing on migratory species. So one that's really common is yellow warblers. And so we're catching and tagging them along the Boise River and trying to understand what impacts their populations and what we can do to help.
Well, I would think, just knowing more about them is going to help with all the different things that are coming at them, changing habitat, human interaction, all that stuff.
Exactly. And banding gives us a great way to know, when they arrive, when they start laying eggs, and how long they're living. It also lets us know how many babies they had each year, which is obviously a really important measure of how well a population is doing.
Sure. So where is this banding station, the one we're talking about right now?
Yeah. So if you want to visit us this summer, we're going to be down at the Diane Moore Nature Center, which is a property that the Intermountain Bird Observatory has been working on for the last, five-ish years. So we do habitat restoration down there and bird banding. It's kind of where Warm Springs Avenue comes to a T with Highway 21, where there's that big bridge by the Black Cliffs.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Heidi Ware Carlisle, Education Director of the Intermountain Bird Observatory, about banding songbirds along the Boise River. So have you done this? Have you gone out and banded the birds?
Yeah, so we've been banding these birds at this location since 2015. And we've done one test day so far this year on Sunday. So we went out, we put up our nets to catch these birds, we brought them back to the banding table. And what we saw that day was a lot of birds that were just getting ready to nest. So we were catching females that were actually forming eggs in their bellies, ready to lay those eggs. And we caught a lot of males that were very feisty and singing, ready to show off for all those females.
Oh my gosh, that is so amazing. So you've held these birds in your hand, right? This has got to be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's my day job, so sometimes I forget. But that's one thing I love about having the public come watch, is that it reminds me every day, like, wow, I have a really cool job. Yeah, so I've been catching and tagging songbirds with the Bird Observatory since 2008. I get to do it all summer long, but I don't ever get tired of it. It's pretty special to, get to hold these birds and then get data that will hopefully protect them in the future.
And why is hands-on research like this so important?
A lot of it has to do with, if we're studying bird populations, one thing that's really important is knowing how old the birds are. And if you look closely at their wings, you can actually see the different ages of feathers in their wing and learn how old they are. So That's something when visitors come, you can actually watch us spread their wing open, and they're pretty subtle details, but you can see the different tinges of yellow in the feathers on a yellow warbler's wing to know, okay, are you a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, or older? So banding gets us this really detailed level of information about how old they are. And also things like, if you look at a bird in binoculars, you can't tell if a female is about to lay an egg, but when you catch them in the hand, you can actually see that egg forming and say, oh wow, okay, we know exactly when this bird is going to lay eggs. And in a year like this, where the spring was so late, that gives us a really good understanding of how these populations are adapting to these different weather patterns we've been seeing.
Wow, that's just incredible. Now we keep talking about, volunteers can go out and help and hold the birds, but you need people to do more than just hold a bird. You need people to write things down and do stuff. How does the volunteering work?
So if you want to volunteer long term, we like folks to commit for about a year because it takes a lot of training to get you ready to actually, deal with all the data we're doing and all that stuff. But so you can fill out a form. We have a form on our website if you're interested in volunteering. And right now, our biggest need is for habitat restoration volunteers. So actually going out and putting plants in the ground. We're targeting, a lot of native plants that provide either berries for the birds to eat, insects, or shelter for the species down there. So that's a great way to get involved right off the bat. And we'll probably be doing some planting days in the fall.
And why is it important to get non-scientists to come out and do things like plants or band birds?
Yeah, great question. Well, one reason is, often as a nonprofit group, we're limited with funding. So anytime we can get folks to come out and help us, that really expands our capacity. But something I'm really focused on with my job doing outreach is, we as scientists, we can collect all the data, we can know exactly what's wrong and what we need to do to fix it. But if nobody else cares, then we're definitely not going to accomplish our mission. So for me, getting everybody else in the community excited about, wow, there are these beautiful birds that live right along the Boise River, and we can pitch in to help them. That just helps me as a scientist actually accomplish what I know needs to happen to protect these species.
That's amazing. Okay, so I know you've got a banding coming up, songbird banding. You also have a hummingbird banding. What's coming up next for folks who want to help out?
Yeah, so I think we might be sold out for our June 15th hummingbird banding, but we also have a hummingbird banding on August 15th. That's up in Idaho City.
Nice.
And yeah, that's definitely one of our most popular projects. So if you're listening, go on our website right now and grab a spot. There's probably not very many left. But yeah, so we have one more hummingbird date that's open, I think August 15th. And then songbirds, we have about 6 days coming up throughout the summer that get involved right outside of Boise.
Nice. We've been speaking with Heidi Ware-Carlisle, Education Director of the Intermountain Bird Observatory, about banding songbirds along the Boise River. You can help band birds. Sign up. I think there's one next Friday, June 16th. We'll put some links to find out how on our website. It's boisestatepublicradio.org. Heidi, thanks so much. This has been great.
Yeah, thanks. And yeah, I hope to see some of your listeners out at a banding station this summer.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.